Council business here. We're going to take the more brief time certain item and then move to communications. So let's take item 1097.
1097, presentation from A Home for Everyone on Scaling Response to Need, Early Wins in Expanding to Scale.
Thank you. So just a couple words of introduction while our presenters come up. It was a year ago that this council declared a state of housing emergency, a year ago this week. We saw this presentation at the Home for Everyone Executive Committee last week, and I thought it was so, one, full of information, and two, clear that it would be good for the council and the community to hear it. So appreciate Mark and Ryan being here to present it this morning.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Mark Jolin. I'm the Director of the Joint Office of Homeless Services, and with me today is Ryan Dibert. He is a senior program specialist in the Joint Office, formerly is from the Portland Housing Bureau's homeless team. So he is one of the folks who's joined forces with the county staff to constitute the office and do this work in as collaborative a way as we can. As the mayor said, we gave this presentation to the Executive Committee of A Home for Everyone last week. It represents the system-level outcomes, the work of a community of nonprofit providers that are dedicated to helping people hopefully avoid becoming homeless at all. If not that, then helping them move out of homelessness and back into permanent housing, and where neither of those are an option, providing access to a safe place to sleep and a shelter bed at night. This is a crisis time. We do have a state of emergency in our community. There's more need out there than ever, but because you and your colleagues at the county and our friends at Home Forward and in the philanthropic community really stepped up at the beginning of last fiscal year, we were actually able to help more people than ever as well. So that's what we want to share with you in a little more detail today, and I'm going to turn it over to Ryan, who has taken the lead on the data analysis work in our office, with the help of the data team at the Portland Housing Bureau and at the Department of County Human Services. So with that, Ryan.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. Again, my name is Ryan Dibert. I work at the City and County's Joint Office for Homeless Services. This morning, I think just to remind folks, just over 2 years ago, Council entered into an IGA with our multiple partners with A Home for Everyone, the County, Home Forward, the City of Gresham, to bring together a wide base of community partners who could work together on our collective goals to end homelessness in Multnomah County. With the leadership of this council and your colleagues at Multnomah County, you've charged this group with answering a central question: what would it take? Just asking that question in that way has in and of itself been transformative. It's brought our partners to the table over the last 2 years and bringing some of the most creative, collaborative work that our community has put to addressing homelessness in years. And it's been in the face of, as Mark talked about, one of the most challenging housing markets we've ever experienced. So through that work, we've developed shared strategies and priorities for additional investment that begin to bring our community's response to the kind of scale that it would require to actually make a meaningful difference. And this council's support for direct involvement, in that process has been crucial. So today we'll report our outcomes from the first year of implementing those new strategies with the additional investments. So lest we bury the lead, on the first slide here in your packet, we were able to increase our overall service investments by more than $7 million last year, with a focus on placing people into housing from homelessness, preventing people from becoming homeless in the first place, expanding our shelter capacity, and focusing very clearly on racial equity in homelessness. And across all of those goals, we were able to exceed our initial goals for services, placing more than 4,600 people from homelessness into housing over the course of the last year, preventing more than 9,300 people from becoming homeless in the first place, and helping more than 6,600 people access emergency overnight shelter. So today we'll go into detail on some of those outcomes, and today is really a summary report of these key system performance measures. It's and a comparison to some of our prior year's goals and efforts. It's not, though, an updated answer to is it enough? Again, that central question that you've charged our group with. From the beginning, we've acknowledged a need for better data collection across our systems and come to this with a commitment that we would continue to revise and refine our system-level needs and goals and correct as we go. So we're in the process right now of updating our previous modeling to account for improvements in data collection and reporting and begin to replace our assumptions with actual data so that we can start to answer the question, not only how did we do, but was it enough? So just to remind you of some of the work that we did to model out that question of what would it take. In this graph, the orange line is the key line. It's a look at our estimated unmet need for people experiencing homelessness, unmet housing need among people experiencing homelessness in Multnomah County, starting in 2015 with more than 4,000 people at the end of the year who still had an unmet housing need. And your overall charge to our collective effort was to reduce that unmet need by half over the course of 2 years. In answering then what would it take, we looked at the green line, which is how many additional people would we have to begin to place from homelessness into housing, as well as the blue line, which is how much would we have to begin to increase our homelessness prevention efforts in order to reduce that unmet need by half over that time. And during 15-16, the answer to that question, what would it take, was at a minimum beginning by starting to place 750 additional people into permanent housing above what we had done in the prior year. And this is what we were actually able to do. So in fiscal year 15-16, we were able to place more than 4,600 people into permanent housing from homelessness. Again, the goal had been to increase by 750 over our prior year, over our prior baseline. And that 4,600 actually represents an increase of 1,200 people. So it's a significant improvement on our original goal. And lest it looks like we did just a phenomenal job of knocking that goal out of the park, and to be clear, our nonprofit providers who do this work of placing people into housing every day did an amazing job. I think one caveat to put to this number on the 4,600 is that our system did a lot of that placement in the very last quarter of that fiscal year, largely because of additional investments that council and the Board of County Commissioners, an additional $2 million, put to increased rent assistance to help to respond to the realities on the street. So many of our providers were able to place a lot of these 4,600 people into housing in that last quarter of the year, knowing that we were continuing to expand system capacity going into this current fiscal year 16-17. So in some ways, our exceeding the goals in 15-16 was a down payment on beginning the system expansion that we're in the midst of in this fiscal year. But our overall system goals are very much in the context of existing and persistent racial disparities in homelessness. Most significantly here, you see that African Americans make up about 7% of the population of Multnomah County, but make up about 24% of people experiencing homelessness in Multnomah County. So with these persistent and real disparities in homelessness, it's important that we not just ask how many people did we place into housing, but to ask specifically who was that was placed into housing. And so here is a system we closely monitor the placements by race and ethnicity, and that's what's represented here. So the gray bars our outcomes from fiscal year 14-15, the blue bars from 15-16. And the across the bottom in orange, you see the percent of people experiencing homelessness in Multnomah County who are of that racial group. So in general, what you want to see for our communities of color is that the percent of people placed into housing should be higher than their percent of people experiencing homelessness in order for us to begin to address the racial disparities that are there. And there, what you see nearly across the board is that in fiscal year 15-16, we were able to increase the number of people of color who were placed into permanent housing, as well as either maintaining or increasing the percentage of people who are placed into housing. And of course, we don't want to just know how many people were placed, but we importantly want to know whether people were able to retain their housing over time. This represents our retention rates for fiscal year 15-16, looking at people whose assistance had ended 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months prior. And here what you see is, as a system, we're maintaining high retention rates. A year after people's assistance end, more than 74% of people remain in the housing that they were assisted to get into. We were also able in the last fiscal year to maintain our overall prevention effort. We newly served more than 4,100 people with additional assistance to prevent them from becoming homeless. And we were able, both newly served and people who had been served in prior years, able to serve 9,300 people total with prevention assistance.
And just to be clear, the tool we use there mostly is the short-term rent assistance?
Correct.
And that's why consistently we hear from you that's one of the best investments we can make to prevent people from falling into homelessness, rapidly rehouse. And so that dollar is really one of our best tools. Is that right, Mark?
That dollar plus some of the staffing capacity at organizations that can engage with the families, negotiate challenges that are going on in their tenancies with landlords to avoid receiving evictions. So it's a combination of the short-term assistance dollars and also that housing retention or housing homelessness prevention staffing capacity that our organizations have.
And again, to look briefly at the prevention outcomes by race and ethnicity, recently at a Board of County Commissioners meeting, we heard testimony from several of our culturally specific providers who talked about significant differences in how communities of color experience homelessness. Many are doubled or tripled up rather than accessing emergency shelter. And so our prevention resources are incredibly important for these communities of color, especially when they're delivered in alignment with our anti-poverty systems. So here, the increases in the number and percent of African Americans and Latinos that were served with prevention is really helping to stem the inflow that's driving so much of the persistent racial disparities and homelessness. And now to talk a little bit about safety off the streets or shelter options, I want to orient you just a little bit to this slide. The dashed line in sort of the yellow color is the baseline capacity going into fiscal year 14-15, the number of shelter beds and transitional housing beds that we had available in our community. The blue line up at the top represents our estimate of the number of people who would be experiencing homelessness in Multnomah County on a given night. To the degree that the blue line is above the dashed line, you'll see street homelessness in Multnomah County. There isn't a shelter bed for every person. So we'll get the AV worked out. Thank you. So the orange line is our estimate of what that point in time number looks like if we make the investments in prevention and placement that we said it would take to reduce unmet need by half. So importantly, during 15-16, council declared the housing state of emergency and began with partners an aggressive expansion of shelter capacity. We moved our seasonal family shelter to year-round and expanded beds. We added additional beds for veterans shelter, opened the Sears shelter, then the Peace, and later expanded the Peace shelter when the Sears shelter closed. So now, within our current fiscal year, the dashed line for our overall shelter capacity has moved up significantly because of those expanded efforts. So we're continuing with our current expansion of shelter beds with 545 beds that are up and running, ready to go, and an additional 650, or up to a total of 650 additional beds by the end of this fiscal year. That expansion in overall shelter capacity led to a significant increase in the number of people that we were able to serve in shelter. So in 14-15, we served more than 4,700 people in emergency shelter, and in the last fiscal year, more than 6,600. So that's a 40% increase overall in the number of people that we were able to serve through emergency shelter. And just the last number that I'll leave you with is, I think, a critical number and one to let soak in for a little bit. This is the overall number of people who were served across our entire system of homeless services, both people who were newly served and who continued to receive services, who began in services in prior years. And in fiscal year 15-16 alone, last year, our system positively touched the lives of more than 25,000 people in Multnomah County. That's an incredible number. It is in the face of very significant and ongoing need, but impressive nonetheless.
So one additional piece of information to make sure you have is that when we're identifying these numbers, these are just the organizations that put their data into our homeless management information system. That means they typically receive some kind of public funding. There are also many other organizations that don't receive public funding doing work with people experiencing homelessness whose data is not represented here. So the actual community engagement level of service being provided is higher when we include all of those organizations that are working in the community without the public dollars.
So I know there are some additional slides in the materials we provided, but that's where we'll end for our time here today. And we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. That was really great. Could questions. You make sure that the mayor has the entire presentation on his website and a link sent to all of us, please, so we can get the information out. Thank you.
Dan and I will probably both be doing that since we both serve on the executive committee, but we thought this information was so fresh and weighty that it was good for the council and the community to see it. Obviously, if we're going to make this kind of an effort, we need to report back to the council and to the community. So just appreciate knowing how we're doing.
Absolutely. We're glad to come back at any time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Okay, let's move to council communications items next, I believe.
I'd like to speak on this.
No, this is a presentation,
not communication, not second reading.
It's a presentation.
Only two exceptions.
It's a presentation.
That's a report, and it's biased, and it's stupid.
So we're going to take...
Point of